You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, you may have remembered in the lead up to last year's territory election, there was lots of discussion about a chief engineer and about calls for there to be one in the ACT, with several large scale projects on the go in Canberra, including light rail construction and proposed extension. Engineers Australia has been arguing for a chief engineer to be appointed for some time. The group says a chief engineer would help ensure the territory gets value and quality for its infrastructure investment dollars. The lobby group has also suggested the role was an election promise from the Labor government that seems to have been forgotten. And to explain that, Keely Quinn is the Canberra General Manager of Engineers Australia, and she's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
Good. Great to have you along. Why does the Territory need a chief engineer?
The role of a chief engineer is really to make sure that value is achieved. It's also to make sure that we've got an expert that's giving really good advice to our government. So that's advice from all sorts of areas and fields, including science, not just engineering, to make sure that the outcomes that we get for the community are the best ones. So it's really long overdue, and we were so happy to hear when the government made the promise, but we're looking forward to seeing something in the budget next week to verify that it's definitely going ahead.
Do you expect there to be a commitment in the budget or to be details within the budget?
We do.
And do you have a sense of what sort of position will be created?
Look, we have had discussions with a few people looking into the role about what it might look like. And we do know that they have been looking at it, but we haven't seen anything solid yet. So we're hoping that the budget will show us that this commitment that they made before the election is definitely being followed through on. We don't want this to go quiet and then for nothing to happen, because with the amount of work that's happening in Canberra at the moment in terms of infrastructure, we need to make sure that the buildings that are being put up definitely are to the highest standards, and that the value that we're getting from things like light rail and all of those suburbs that are being put out at the top of Gungahlin are the best things for us. And that cost us the least amount of money while still getting us the best quality products.
Is it the norm around Australia now to have a chief engineer?
Look, the move is definitely going towards that way. So here in the ACT, we already have a chief architect. But in the rest of Australia, there's varying different titles there. Now, Victoria have just finished advertising for their chief engineer, because they saw value in making sure that they had someone that was looking at all of the projects across the state to see where they could be saving money and, capturing value. We do have a lot of chief scientists in Australia. People would be aware of Alan Finkel. And a lot of them actually play a dual role. So in addition to being a chief scientist, they play the role of a chief engineer. But here in the ACT, we don't have a chief scientist, so we've got no one to even step sideways into a chief engineer role.
Now, tell me, what about community consultation and feedback? Would that be a part of any sort of role to ensure that there is engagement with the broader community?
Absolutely. So Alan Finkel, the chief scientist of Australia, is currently doing a consultation regarding energy. So he's doing that on behalf of the federal government. So we envisage that a chief engineer here, in addition to consulting with experts across the field in different places, would also be consulting with the community, because outcomes are based on what people want. And so their role would be to measure up what works in terms of technology and cost and sustainability, but making sure that it actually does what it needs to do to help us. There's no point in putting in infrastructure that we don't need, or upgrading or changing things that aren't going to help the Canberra community. And that's where a chief engineer can look at not just cost, but value for the community.
It's certainly an interesting one. Look, we'll be keen to touch base again after the budget next week and have a chat about whatever is or isn't in the document. Keely, thanks so very much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Dan.